We are knee-deep in election season with November 3rd looming. We're talking to as many candidates as we can this month who are running for public office, including Judge Mona Armstrong, who is seeking to retain the 72nd District Court seat. She's on the line with us right now. Mona, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
So remind us how it came to be that you became a district judge, and then we'll talk about why you want to keep that seat.
Well, absolutely. I, you know, Judge Cynthia Plaster chose to retire in December last year. And so as a result, there was a vacancy in the seat. And I was appointed to fill the vacancy after a process that involved quite a bit. And I've been fortunate to serve in this position, handling the very critically important cases that the district court hears on a daily basis.
It has been a very different kind of year, hasn't it, given COVID-19, both for being a judge and also campaigning to keep that seat?
That's correct. It, you know, quite honestly, my focus the last 6 to 9 months has just been on doing what needs to be done for the people of our community who are really struggling during this time. The bottom line is, while everybody's trying to come to terms with what COVID is and what it means and what that how that affects school and jobs and things like that, we've got a justice system that has to keep moving. So it's taken a lot of effort on the parts of a lot of people to keep those cases moving through the system.
Man, but things are moving, aren't they?
They are. Whether we're ready or not, we just have to, you know, people deserve to have their day in court. People's lives are drastically affected by what happens in the courts. And so we have to do our part to make sure that justice is served, regardless of what challenges there may be.
Well, let's back up a little bit for people who maybe don't know Judge Mona Armstrong. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, absolutely. I prior to becoming a judge, served in the prosecutor's office for 25 years in St. Clair County. And prior to that, I was a law clerk in the circuit court coming out of law school. I graduated from Michigan State, Wayne State Law School, and started as a clerk for Judge Peter Deegan. And then went into the prosecutor's office, where I really specialized in handling cases involving vulnerable victims. So I've made a career of and a priority of protecting the people of our community and doing what I think is absolutely necessary for the health and safety and welfare of the people of our community. Now I've been given this wonderful opportunity to continue that in the role of the 72nd District Court Judge.
What has it been like transitioning into that new role, and is it everything that you always thought that it would be?
You know, it's actually been it's been very rewarding. It's first of all, I work with a wonderful group of people in the district court. The other two judges, Judge Monahan and Judge Hullowitz, have been extremely helpful in that transition because you know, it was a circumstance where I had to be ready literally within days to take over that position. So it's been a wonderful opportunity to work with some really great people. And at the same time, I've been very encouraged by the work itself. And really, the bottom line is the district court sees the highest number of cases in St. Clair County. And so the average citizen is more likely to find themselves in the district court than any other court. And it's important what happens there and how it affects their lives. And so we have to do the right things to make sure that people come away from the district court better and that the community's better. That's really the priority. And so in the last few months that I've been handling this position, it's been extremely rewarding. I think there's definitely been examples I can point to where I think the community's benefited.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about district court for people maybe not entirely familiar with how the legal system works and the court system here in St. Clair County. What is the function of district court?
Sure. So the district court, like I said, it does hear the highest number of cases, and that's because we deal with civil cases where the point of contention or the amount of contention is less than $25,000. We deal with landlord-tenant cases. We deal with speeding tickets. We deal with every criminal case starts in the district court. Misdemeanors are handled entirely in the district court, and all felonies start there, and preliminary hearings in felonies, which are critical in those very significant cases, happen in the district court. So there's really a myriad of types of cases that are handled in the district court, and a district judge has to be ready to handle every single kind.
Why should voters, when they select a district court judge in St. Clair County, vote for Judge Mona Armstrong for 72nd District Court?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Paul, because it is a very important race. And what I've asked is that voters look at my experience in making a decision about who should be their district court judge, because if you look at my experience, I think what it shows you is I bring knowledge and I bring empathy to the bench. I am someone who has done the hands-on work that happens in the district court. I've done it on a daily basis for 25 years. And that knowledge is critical to know how to help people and what works and what doesn't, quite frankly. And furthermore, I think that if you haven't done the work, if you haven't tried the cases, if you haven't had, as I said, I've handled some of the most high-profile, difficult cases that our county has seen, unfortunately. And if you haven't had to handle that type of case in a trial and kind of bear that burden on your shoulders, you just simply can't have empathy and understand what the people in your court are going through. And you have to know what they're going through in order to make the right decisions. I think people, if at all frustrated with judges, seem to be frustrated if they think they're out of touch. And so my 25 years of experience has given me that hands-on, day-to-day knowledge that you need to have to make the right decisions on behalf of the community.
Judge Armstrong, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much. Good luck on Election Day.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. I enjoyed talking with you.
Likewise. Take care. Bye-bye.